Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 120 for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. I am so happy you're spending time with me. Thank you for joining me. And so tonight I got two more things before we get back into comics. Actually, tomorrow night, if all goes according to plan, I have a special episode tomorrow night. I'm not going to say what it is, but it will be different than me spewing about how cool, how much I love this comic or whatever. It's going to be something different that I'm producing. So look forward to that tomorrow night. And if it's not tomorrow night, it will be Saturday for sure. But I'm going to plan on it tomorrow night. I'm going to shoot for that. So tonight, I've got two magazines. One is from... it's a Marvel magazine called Crazy, which I think is kind of their answer to Mad or Cracked, something like that. Well, right on the cover, you know how those kind of magazines, they always have a punchline joke cover. And so there's Kirk and McCoy looking at Spock, and McCoy has his tricorder out and he says, "He's dead, Jim." And then a stupid crazy clown is at the bottom, "Oops, did we give away the ending?" Reminds me of the Wash dies thing. Anyway, so I can't believe I had some of this stuff. Looking at the table of contents, of course, it says Stan Lee presents Crazy. And in this issue, old man wrinkled and raking in the bucks. Crazy gross encounters. Mean Green Teen, Fantasy versus Reality, Dirk McGurk's Essay. Then we go down to the bottom, it says Pornography for Beginners. Well, I'm interested. All right, we'll see. So, yeah, Crazy, I think, is probably a little bit more on the older side. There's a whole Star Bletch 2, The Wrath of Cond, and there's a whole spiel about that. Then there's some little one-page comics like Spy versus Spy is, The Gross Out Encounters Part 1, Smirks. Not sure what they're doing. Let's flip through here. Okay, well, you know what? It got my attention. I'm going to go look at the... Give me 1 second. Let me pull up the page number. 33. Pornography for Beginners. Let's go take a look. Now, the art in here is pretty good. It's varied. It's different artists, like Mad Magazine. Say 31. Like this one right here. I like this this art. And I'm trying to see who... By Steve Mellor. Mellor. It's kind of like The Kids Next Door. I bet you 20 bucks if I look up him. It's probably that. 34. Yeah, here you go. Playpen. Oh, it says entertainment for infants. I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, we're going to pass on that. I don't quite get it. Matter of fact, it's a little creepy. Zipper Tie. The Seventh Hour Special. I don't know what all this stuff is. I did not read the entire thing. Gross Out Encounters 3. Barfield, which is, of course, another one-page comic making fun of Garfield. Okay. So I can see why this magazine didn't really make the mark like it should on society. So this is from 1982. This is issue or volume 1, number 92. Crazy Magazine. So let's move on to the next one. It's 4 minutes and 28 seconds already. Now this one I was surprised I had. This is Us magazine, and from October 17th, 1998. So looking at some of the stories on the front of the cover, Woody Allen jokes about his serious new movie. Sour Grapes from Rhoda's Joe, the voice of Buddy Holly, curing housewife's disease, and then right below is Adama, Starbuck, and Apollo, inside TV's quote-unquote Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica. Why did they feel the need to compare it to Star Wars or even it would be more Star Trek-y, I think, than Star Wars. I don't know. How Lauren Green and his space-age sidekicks launched TV's flashy new shoot 'em up. All right, so I'm going to go pull that part up. So, yeah, let's look in here. Let's look at the table of contents. What? Here is the RCA Record Club for, you guessed it, 8 tracks. One penny sale, so you can take any 6 tapes or records for only a penny plus postage when you agree to buy 4 or more hits at the regular music services price. There's Kiss, Elvis, Barry Manilow. That's a mix. Tape penny here on the coupon you're supposed to cut out and mail in. The RCA Music Club. And yes, and every picture is of the media is 8-track tapes. So looking at the table of contents, there's a cover story about Battlestar Galactica. There is a picture about Busey's Buddy Holly, because he played Buddy Holly. Cigar Girl's Workout, page number 30. And I'm looking to see if there's anything else. Yeah, the Gary Busey story, the Tommy and Dickie show, the flip side of Dick Clark. Interesting. So let's go look at the Battlestar Galactica. Battlestar Galactica is on page 24. And there it is. There's Adama, or actually Lauren Green, sitting on a couch reading his script. I'm sure he's deep into memorizing those lines right there. Then there's a picture of Adama pointing at a space map. And there's a Cylon looking at you like, why are you taking my picture? So much chrome on here. Every picture they showed of these Cylons, it had like sparkles all over it. You know, I mean, like there's a lot of light just bouncing off this sucker. There's a little bit about Richard Hatch, Maren Jensen, Dirk Benedict, Lorette Sprang. And then on the next page is a picture of, there's Muffet, some aliens. I think this is the brains behind Battlestar, a guy that's making the models and stuff. That's pretty cool. So let's flip to the page. There's a cigarette ad on the back of the page, or magazine. And blackberry flavored brandy on the inside cover. Dude looking at a spider. Interesting. It's really cool to look at this old magazine. There's the Smothers Brothers in bed. It's kind of weird with two women. All right, cool. Well, that's enough for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. It's not much to it, but there, that's what I'm offering. So tomorrow night is something special. Like I said, I kind of worked on the project a little bit late tonight. That's why I didn't really dig too deep into this, but there you go. So Us Magazine from 1978 and Crazy Magazine from 1982. Spoiling Con. Wow. All right. See you next time. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.